Self-Evident is a podcast that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and to do so in love. Hail and well met, everyone. This is Jenna. We have a special episode for you today. My dear friend and co-host Alyssa Sonnenberg was recently on the nationally syndicated radio program Point of View with host Kirby Anderson to discuss why Christians casting their ballot matters. We were highly honored to be featured, and as per usual, Alyssa knocked the topic out of the ballpark, appealing to pastors to exhort their congregations to vote. Take a listen.
Junior Conversation Day by Gen Z Radio and Alyssa Sonnenberg with us. And Alyssa, I thought I would come to you because we have posted a couple of things. First of all, underneath your bio is actually the article of George Barna, in which he, again, is just makes my hair hurt. 104 million people of faith are projected to decide not to vote in November when all sorts of things are at stake. But also, I might just mention next to your picture there, of course, we have a link to the website, which we just talked about a minute ago, which again is selfevidentpodcast.com. And then we also have a link so that if people would like to contact you, maybe even schedule to speak, we have a link to your Facebook page and X. But what about this? I think it is fair to say that it has always been true. The younger you are, the less likely you are to be registered to vote, the less likely you were to vote. But I think also there are some other factors. And so give us a Gen Z perspective on why some of your peers say, I'm just going to sit it out during this election.
Yeah, ultimately, I would say largely the reason for my generation sitting out on voting is due to spiritual apathy. We have a tendency, especially in America, to allow things to just go the way they go, to not think that politics really matter, especially in Christian spheres, because we're going to heaven anyways. And unfortunately, that bleeds down heavily into the younger generation, because they look at older generations with that mindset and they say, oh, okay, well, I don't need to vote then because we're all going to heaven and ultimately my citizenship is in heaven. So what happens here on earth doesn't really matter. And that's a really big issue. That is a big theological issue. God in Jeremiah 29, he tells his Israel exiles to seek the welfare of Babylon, a very evil nation. And yet they were commanded to do good there. We see Daniel and his friends being elevated to places of authority in the government and doing good in the government. And now we transfer that to America, and we, the people, are the rulers. We are the ones that are able to make decisions. So for you as a Christian, for you as a young person, to think that you have no responsibility before God for how you place your vote is a big theological issue.
You know, one of the things I've said before is that Gen Z is different than the previous generation, sometimes in a positive way. This last week I was speaking at a Bible school and everybody in the room was Gen Z. And instead of sometimes having students kind of sit back and say, okay, entertain me, these kids were very much involved. They were asking really good questions because they, I think, understand what's at stake. Vivek Ramaswamy has actually sometimes said that he thinks Gen Z is the one that's going to save this nation. So I'm not giving up at all on the younger generation, and when I meet people like you and your peers, I'm encouraged. But I think for a minute it would be helpful if you were to speak to the pastors, because one of the other things that came out of this research by George Barna is that most of the people sitting in the pews would like pastors to address some of those issues. The younger you are, the more likely they are to say, I really am kind of confused about this, and yet they found that less than half of those individuals that were interviewed said they'd ever received a teaching on abortion, less than 45, about 45% on crime, almost about 40% on things like same-sex marriage, only about 27% on transgenderism. These are issues your generation is dealing with, and if the church does not address it, if pastors don't speak about it, and they're getting their only information from the secular media, that's not going to be good for the future of this nation, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You're totally correct. Yeah, it's a big issue with pastors. And I think pastors, especially in America, I'm thinking of America primarily, have a big issue with preaching the Bible. And I think there's a misunderstanding of you not being allowed to publicly endorse a candidate, to I can't talk about politics at all, where when we see in scripture that God has a lot to say about politics, he has a lot to say about how the government treats its citizens. He has a lot to say about abortion. He has a lot to say about marriage and gender. He has a lot to say about protecting children. And these are the issues that are on the ballot. The ballot that we are facing this November is not tariff versus tax. These are issues concerning whether or not a little girl can decide if she can become a boy. These are really big theological issues. These are Genesis 1 issues, and pastors have the responsibility to preach the gospel, the whole counsel of God, and that includes touchy political subjects.
Well, I think it also involves some of the mainstream issues, like, first of all, when people have asked what are the most important issues, at the top of the list, usually inflation or the economy. Well, we are where we are right now because of past decisions made by my parents' generation, by my generation, even underneath me as well, the next generation, about not willing to balance a federal budget. And thus, the only way you can keep funding a government which spends more than it takes in taxes is by printing money, and thus you have inflation, and your generation is saying, will I ever be able to afford a house? Will there even be Social Security there for me in the future? The next one is immigration, and again, you may feel it a little less in Illinois than some of our listeners in California and Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, but I think all of us are starting to feel that as well. And then the increase in crime, dare I need to say that since you're in Illinois, look at what's going on in Chicago. And so these top issues are of real concern, I think, to Generation Z. And I think you have a reason to be outraged that the previous generations have not dealt with those effectively.
Oh, absolutely. It breaks my heart a little bit. You know, my husband and I were going house hunting this spring, and we live in a more expensive area of Illinois. And so we're looking at the housing market, and we're thinking, you know, it's going to be really challenging to find a good home for us. But ultimately, our hope is not in our bank account. Our hope is not in how much money we have and what kind of house we have. And I think there's a tendency to hyperfixate on everything that's wrong, and that causes us into inaction, whereas it should spur us on into action to do something about it, to elect politicians that care about the budget, that care about wise spending, that care about following scriptural principles when it comes to money. And as it relates to immigration, same thing. This is what we as American citizens, this is what we as Christians can do to promote godly principles. We can vote. And to go back to the Barna research that you were referencing, this is why it's so devastating when we see Christians being apathetic in the voting polls, that quite frankly, if you don't vote, you don't have a right to complain because you're part of the problem. We as American citizens have the ability to dictate what kind of government, what kind of lifestyle we want. And as you've said, with the past generation, they have chosen poorly, but you know what? We can take our country back. I have hope in that.
I do, too, and I think I really want to put the hope ultimately in the Lord, but the Lord depends upon us to be the hands and feet, and I think this generation has the ability to do so. Let me just, before we take a break and let you go, mention that some of the recent ones have been on the episodes on the dark side of the transgender debate, and actually one on economics, Kamala Harris's policies will make all of us poorer. You have one on No LA Times, it's not shameful to want kids, and the most recent one, Christian, it is your duty to vote. So if people would like to get your podcast, there's a way in which they can subscribe. If people would like to contact you, I think we might have some individuals that would love to maybe share their own insights on your podcast, or maybe even schedule you and some of your colleagues to come and speak or to get involved. And who knows, this has been a platform to really launch some national careers, and maybe that would be another one. So I appreciate you joining us today here on Point of View.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor to speak to you today.
I think we will have you on the Millennial Roundtable. We're going to have to call it something else if we start getting some Gen Zs there, but that is no problem at all. First of all, I want to thank our good friends up at WPEO and Paul Scott and everybody else up there. I certainly appreciate what you are doing, and I think this idea of bringing some Gen Z into the conversation, a very good idea.
Thank you so much for listening to Self Evident today. And if you have not yet, go vote your biblical values. Politics matter because policy matters, because people matter. in the words of Ali Beth Stecky. And as Christians, we are called to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And one of those ways is through voting. Go vote to love your neighbor. A massive thank you to Kirby Anderson of Point of View and Paul Scott of the Good Word Program for hosting us on their fantastic radio shows. If you didn't know, Self-Evident is live every Friday morning at 7 a.m. with Paul Scott on the Good Word Program on WPEL. So if you're up that early, for whatever reason, come join us and listen to our conversation. Until we meet again, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.